Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
To you. Desai, John Landecker, host and creator of the Boogie Check of Life. Are you a functional unit? Can you communicate telephonically then? Are you a functional unit? Can you communicate telephonically? Well then, stop at you and give me a call at 312-981-7200, as in Zero Mostel. That's 312-981-7200 to get on the Boogie Check of Life. The Boogie Check of what? The Boogie Check of Life. What does that mean? That means that anything that happens in life can happen on the Boogular Check. 312-981-7200, and as an inducement, a stimulus package. It's a small package, but yet it's a stimulus. I got a prize for the first caller at 312-981-7200. You want to tell me? Oh, let's go. Wow. Boy, they're ready.
Yeah, the phone lines are lit up. We're going to go.
I'm telling you.
First caller is Tyler.
Hey, Tyler, how you doing? Tyler from Evergreen Park, it says here. Tyler.
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, I'm so glad that you called. What are you doing tonight? Are you a working person? Are you a student? Are you a ne'er-do-well? Are you a bandit, a pirate? What are you?
Oh, I'm many things, but right now many people just call me a barista at Starbucks.
Well, a barista at Starbucks. May I tell you, my daughter worked as a barista at Starbucks.
Oh,
yes, a very fine organization as far as I'm concerned. And may I tell you my favorite beverage?
Oh, please. I'm sure I have many thoughts.
Wait a minute. What is it? A vanilla bean frappuccino with no whip.
That's fantastic.
They are delightful.
And with no whip, even better, right? Because that's one less thing for me to have to do, right?
Speaking of things that you have to do, and I'm putting you on the spot here. You called in, and I appreciate that, and you're a barista. Can you remember by any chance the craziest, stupidest, most complicated order somebody wanted for a drink?
Oh, I've been waiting for this moment. No, yeah, there's a person whose name I'll probably change on the off chance she's just listening.
Yeah,
let's just call her Karen for obvious reasons. Okay. And she has a frappuccino much like the vanilla bean that is your favorite. But see, the difference between yours and hers is yours is simple and it makes sense. And Karen's, for instance, had so many steps to it that it actually required two separate stickers for me to have all of them.
Excuse me, what's in it?
Oh, let's see. There's at least four different assortments of syrups. It's usually toffee nut, hazelnut, you know, maybe some sugar-free vanilla if she's feeling wild. You know, there's some shots that she's throwing in, but they are not blended in. They're thrown on top of the whip. There's whip at the bottom, too. Extra caramel drizzle. Who could forget the vanilla bean powder that's in your drink? She decides to throw it in hers. And also, if it isn't blended twice, there will be a verbal argument in front of everyone at the store.
I don't know how you put up with that stuff.
Neither do I.
Whereabouts? Evergreen Park. It says right there on the screen, John.
Oaklawn area is where I work, but I'm from Evergreen Park.
Well, yes, you were the first caller, and we have for you an exclusive WGN Radio 100th anniversary T-shirt. The T-shirt is not 100 years old, only the radio station. It's brand new, and you can only get them here. And believe me, they're very cool. I've got one, and my wife says I look really good in it. And if I look good in it, everybody will look good in it. So,
if you look good in it, then I'm going to shine, let me tell you.
Hey, John, he had something he wanted to promote real quick, if you don't mind giving him just a second.
Oh, no, I don't mind. What?
Oh, no, I'm sure we were going to arrive at it organically, but thanks so much. No, yeah, I actually was hoping I could use the Boogie Check Ooh-Wah-Wah, Boogie Check of Life, to promote a comedy show that is being done at the college that I graduated from, that I'm also co-directing with the current acting senior, who is a great comedy writer in her own right, Katie Ray Horn, shout out. She is the reason I'm involved in it at all. She's a senior, and she asked for me to co-direct this sketch show that, you know, we got together 10 people that include alumni, current students, community members. We all wrote a bunch of sketches together, and then we all democratically chose 13, which are going to be debuting at Lewis University's Philip Lynch Theater on April 28th, 9th, and 30th at 7 p.m.
Where do I get tickets?
Well, that's the cool thing is the Venmo will be set up soon. And if you show up to the Philip Lynch Theater on one of those days at that time, you will be able to get a ticket at the door.
All right, Tyler. Excellent. Great call.
Thank you so much. No, yeah, thank you. Yeah.
No, thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank everybody. Stay on the line, Tyler, so that we can get the information from you to send you the anniversary exclusive T-shirt. 312-981-7200 is the telephone number. Let's go to Carl, who's in Riverside. Hey, Carl, how are you?
Hey, right out of the box, the way it should be, John. Hey, John, I just want to let you know, to begin with, I skipped the hour-long program on the Kardashians tonight just to listen to your program.
There's an hour-long program on the Kardashians?
There was.
They've gone over to Hulu, haven't they?
7 to 8 on ABC.
ABC?
Was on tonight. Yeah, I'm not kidding.
What was the hook?
I don't like those people. Pardon me?
What was the hook of why would ABC be spending 60 minutes on the Kardashians?
I don't know, and they reported it as kind of a news item.
Like a 2020?
It's Robin Roberts is hosting.
Yeah.
It's being done by the ABC News Division. And I believe the Kardashians' new show is launching on Hulu.
Yeah, that's what I said. But what's it doing on ABC?
Don't they still have a piece of Hulu, or did they sell?
I don't know.
But yeah, it's the whole. Mom is in there too. All of them are in.
You know, when I got rid of my Hoop, that was the last time I had anything to do with Hulu. All right. Thank you. Get it, Hulu Hoop. Okay.
Ba-dum-ba-dum.
Ba-dum-ba-dum. All right, Carl, you got anything else for me?
Hey, John, did you say Bobby Rydell is gone?
Yes, he did. He passed away.
Okay. If I give you a line from a song, could you tell me what song it's from that he did?
I'll try.
Okay. Whoa, 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 whoa.
That's it? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah, 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 all behind. There's another line.
I don't know what it is. What is it?
Volare.
Oh, volare. Oh, I see. I see. Whoa, 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 whoa. Right. I got you.
Yeah. I used to be a teen idol. Actually was an idol teen.
Exactly. I knew that was good.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling, Carl. There he goes. That's Carl from down by the riverside. 312-981-7200 is the telephone number to get on the boogie check. Before we get to more calls, we're going to have to stop and take a break. So we might as well do that now. And then take more calls at 312-981-7200. And we'll also be checking in with Jim Bohannon momentarily on 720 WGN. All right, 312-981-7200 is the telephone number. Boogie check is on. Let's go to Romeoville. Mike's been hanging on the line. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hey, I'm living the dream, ready to wake up. anyways, I wanted to call in today to plug my commander when I was in the Army.
Yes.
He started this on April 1st. He is walking from Washington, D.C. to somewhere in California to raise money for all sorts of... I'm not sure what exact charities are in there, but I think that's just pretty wild that, you know, he's taking this time to do all.
He has just started this past April 1st?
Yeah, he started April 1st. He's been doing about 20 miles a day. He made up 105 miles so far.
What's his name?
His name is Kenneth Mintz. If you look up Kenny Walks on Facebook, you could see his progress. You know, I just felt like he needed a shout-out.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, a lot of times leadership, he's... Not the Army, still knew who I was, even though I was a little, specialist. I was a communications guy, so I was in an infantry unit, but I fixed radios and stuff.
Right. Well, thank you for your service, by the way, as long as we're at it, Mike.
Thank you for your support.
You're more than welcome, and thanks for the plug. What was his name again, and where do we go?
If you look up Kenny Walks on Facebook, okay, I think it's Kenny _Walks.
Okay, good enough.
And super easy to find, yep. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks for calling. I hope he gets some media coverage for that, walking across the United States. 312-981-7200. We're going out to Naperville. Hey, Sherry, you're on Boogie Check.
Hi, John. Hi. How are you?
Good, and you?
I'm good. I'm so profusely grateful to you because through all your promotion and speaking, well, I wouldn't say promotion exactly, yeah, but just going on and on and on about the movie Coda.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Well, because I'm not sure, you know, it's not like Sony Pictures or Disney Pictures or whatever.
No. Right.
When they say Apple Plus, I'm like, well, you know, I own Apple stock, but I'm like, I didn't even know that they had a movie thing, although I knew they had Apple Plus.
Right.
But I didn't know, like, well, how long is it going to be in the theaters? And the theater says, oh, I only get a week at a time, you know, that the kids look at. So I was so afraid it was going to go away. I wanted to see it, especially since you discussed so much about it. But I'm just so grateful that you talked about it because I learned sign language in college, I think my sophomore year, because my handicapped sister was born handicapped. With apraxia, but now, I don't know, they diagnosed me different now, but she's in her late 40s now. But we used to have picture rings, so she could point to a picture of milk or juice or water.
Right.
And then, I want to say Little Friends or someone started teaching her sign language,
mm-hmm.
and I was in college, and so I was a pre-business major, and I decided I was going to sign up for a sign language class, so when I came home on school breaks, I could understand her.
Right.
And so the thing is that when I went to sign up at the tables, you know, with my order of the classes I wanted to take, you can't take this because you're not in the College of Education major. And I said, what? And then they said, oh, you need a special permission slip or something. I said, okay. I said, well, where do I go? Who do I see? Oh, the head of special education, Sister Pat, I think her name was.
But you got...
And I said, oh, this will...
So they taught you sign language?
Yeah, but wait. So I go see Sister Pat. This is the part that, you know, all the hurdles poor people that need to learn signs go through back then. They said you couldn't take it because you're not a special education. So... I told her, I want to understand my sister. I don't want to be, quote-unquote, deaf to what she's trying to tell me because she can't speak as it is.
Right.
And not that she's deaf. And at any rate, she said, no, you can't. So I just got so furious, and I said, well, who is the head of the whole College of Education? So then I go see this lady in a three-piece suit, and immediately, I really didn't have to explain more than two sentences, and she wrote me a permission slip.
That's great.
And then... So we were taught by this lovely black lady that actually went to Gallaudet.
Yes.
And it was just wonderful. But there were so many things. And I have to tell you, I teared up at one point in the, I want to say when she was doing the high school concert. I started just tearing up. You know, and I kept on looking at David, and I said, at the end, I said, why isn't she? You know, it was like this buildup of emotion and overflow. And finally at the end, I'm not going to give away any of the movie. And I just started bawling my eyes out because she finally did what I expected her to do at the audition.
Well, you know, it won the Best Picture of the Year at the Oscars.
Yes. Right. And I think you helped.
Oh, wow. Sherry, I don't know about that.
I know you did. I bet 50 cents.
Well, I was reading an article today, as a matter of fact. You know, Coda came out quite a while ago, and it's a small movie, but right towards, I don't know, maybe five or six weeks before the Oscars, there was this sudden word-of-mouth buzz going on that came in at the last moment, and the momentum of that carried over, and it won Best Picture. And if anybody gets a chance to see it, I totally recommend it. Sherry recommends it. You can see it. Everybody in the family can see it. It's totally for everybody in the family. It's just a movie like you've never seen, and one that you will also never forget. Thanks, Sherry. Appreciate the call. We're running out of time. All right. There you go, Sherry in Naperville. Really appreciate it.